If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, award-winning Seattle filmmaker Jen Marlowe entered Bahrain under false pretenses. She filmed Witness Bahrain undercover before being deported by the country's strict regime. Vicki also talks with novelist Catherine Armstead about her latest book, Dream House, an architect's journey to understanding the crippling hold a house has on her and how Parkinson's disease elevated her writing career. Tune in Mondays at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk 11:50 a.m., 98.9 HD Channel 3, and catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. It's Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the third hour, final hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Although we're out at 11:30 today, we're normally here from 9 to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. You can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Please look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there and check out all the great stuff I've posted this week. There's some really some hilarious videos, animal videos I put up there, and some really good stuff. You also want to check out Dr. Nels on Facebook, and that look for Healing Ministry for Animals.
That's right.
On Facebook. Look for the Wheezy video that he just posted and put up a comment. And in that comment, put the station call letters, KKNW, and that will enter you into his drawing today, that he will do a drawing later today for a free telephone consultation.
Right, and while you're looking at that, you might just hit the share button, because your friends might want to see this too.
Yeah, very cool. And if you want to reach Dr. Nels through his website, www.nelshealingministry.com. And if you need to call him to schedule, you can give him a call, not now because he's on the radio, but you can call after the show, 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. All right. And as promised, we're going to get right back to the phones, and we are headed to Des Moines. And Jeannie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Yeah, thanks for being so patient, Jeannie.
Hi, it's okay.
So, and you're calling about your kitty, Annabelle?
Yes.
Tell us what's going on with Annabelle. Kathy says she's a 10-year-old kitty.
Yeah, she was a rescue, and I volunteered at a rescue, and they weren't taking care of her.
You sound like you're underwater, Jeannie. Are you on a speakerphone, or?
Oh, I am. Hold on.
Yeah, take us off.
Yes, okay.
Oh, sorry. Much better. You guys got to understand, if you leave us on speaker, it sounds like you're in a tunnel or underwater or something. It's really weird.
It sure did. Okay, I brought her home from the rescue that I volunteered at because she had turned yellow and she wasn't drinking water.
Oh, now, time out again. Do you have your radio on by chance?
Not if it's on, it's in the back of the house.
Oh,
Let me see. Hold on. Sorry.
Oh, there's just some kind of other echo thing going on.
Is this one off? That one's off. Let me check in the back of the house. Okay, and I brought her home and a couple of years ago because she wasn't going to make it with either liver failure. Okay. No, it's not, I have no radios on.
Oh, okay. All right, then maybe you can sit down and stay stationary and that'll
help. All right, okay. Now I'm going to sit back down. I've got quite a few animals, kitties and kitty spirits in my house. So the Annabelle, I brought her home, and she thrived after I brought her home a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And cute little Torby, real short legs. And, hey, hi, Annabelle. Okay. She'd like to jump, and no matter how many stairs or steps I put out for her to use, she jumped. And a couple months ago, I believe she fell as she was jumping. So ever since then, she's been hiding under the bed, and I think she's getting senile. And I brought her to the vet, and they couldn't find anything broken or swollen. And
but apparently her gait is wobbly.
She's her paws don't go in sync. Her front paws are different than her back.
Oh yeah.
Okay, doctor, is that familiar to you, Dr. Nels?
Yeah, that's if you go see that Wheezy video, you'll notice she's moving where she didn't move before, but her front and her back end are like two different people.
That's not
unusual when there's a lot of neurological disruption. And it could,
okay,
with Wheezy, I wouldn't be surprised if that improved gradually over time. With your cat, we'll see what happens. But I am finding some things. I'm tuning in right now to see what I can do. So we'll find out where we go with this.
Miss Annabelle, see if we can't get her gait straightened out a bit for her.
Oh, okay, yes. I've got a point at the top of her spine on the right and another one right at the base of her spine on the right that we're connecting. And so those are a little different than your basic reset points, and it leads me to believe that the joint between her skull and her top bone got somehow a little scrambled out of sync and is irritating the spinal cord, and that's underlying cause for this wobble situation now. I understand from what Kathy said that the vet didn't really find anything, and
right,
usually when they don't, it's because there's some form of nerve impingement that is not so gross in nature as like a herniated disc or something. But
right,
it's
okay,
enough to cause a disturbance.
Right.
But not to be diagnosable.
Right.
Right.
Right. But it does have clinical symptoms.
Yeah.
which I see all the time.
Hmm.
Okay. So I'm getting good balance coming in on these points. We'll see what else we can do.
I would imagine you're checking to see if there's something more with her, but with something like that, a neurological dysfunction, is it more likely that to need more sessions than just one, or to sometimes?
Yes, generally with mobility cases where there's significant impairment of mobility, that it does require more care. You might notice some improvement or the only thing you might notice, for example, might not be so much a change in her gait, but it might be that she decides to come out from under the bed.
That's what I was thinking because, she had a trauma. She fell or something.
Yeah.
That could stick her in the freeze flight thing.
Yeah. So we can get her unstuck and start the process. But usually we're talking about something that takes a series. If you go to my website and look at any of the animals that were paralyzed, generally it takes at least three. And usually,
I usually say what I've heard, you know, and read on your website, it's like 4 to 7 treatments.
Yeah, that's more typical. And in some cases, even more. But you'll generally be seeing results. In most cases, we'll see results starting somewhere in the first three. With Spike, the dachshund, on one of the videos, it took 7 before he got up on his feet.
Okay.
But then that's paralysis as opposed to the wobbliness. Usually you'll notice improvements faster when it's just a wobble.
Okay,
so we're doing both sides. We're now into the more of the basic reset for the fight or flight thing now. So that was activated as well. And there, we're getting good pulses on the left side now. So we're energetically, things are getting balanced, but hands-on is a little superior in these cases because of the sensory input to the brain, which helps to re-coordinate things. Mm-hmm. And I understand you're down south of Seattle.
Almost a federal way, yeah.
Yeah, and I do get into South Seattle area, Georgetown, the south side of Seattle. Every 2 weeks, there's a place that I stop and see animals there. And, so that would be a possibility if you wanted to get in on anything, lot closer than Darrington.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to keep in contact with you either on your website or on Facebook or online, one of those.
Yeah, if you go to the website and get my email, you can communicate with me through that.
Great.
Yeah, that would be good. That's www.nels, NELS, healingministry.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
Whiskers is rebalance.
Okay, so it'll be real interesting to see, Jeannie, what, if any, difference this makes for Annabelle. And if she stops hiding comes out, that would
Whiskers.
Be great. Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah, Whiskers.
I think she got scared when she tried to jump up on my lap because she was on my lap every day. And she kind of fell backwards, and so that really scared her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see her feeling safe, and let's see what this treatment does. We can do more on the last Sunday of the month, and Jude and Paul are in. But you also know how to contact Dr. Nels.
Okay.
And just know that, in the generally speaking, with these mobility issues, it's a rare situation where one treatment is enough, but there can be improvement. But who knows? We can hope for a miracle.
Well,
right.
I can understand that because I have nerve problems in my spine and my foot, too, so I can understand how it takes more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you keep us posted.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
have a great
welcome.
Day.
Thanks
right,
for
you're
calling
welcome.
Animal World.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's head to Bellevue, and Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, thank you for helping us.
Hi, Sue.
You're welcome. You're calling about Jasper, your kitty, right?
Right.
And Jasper is, you've worked on Jasper
right.
before. He's the one that had the long-time sinus infection that then the lymphoma, the
right.
cancer diagnosis. How's Jasper doing now, Sue?
Well, he's got a sinus infection again.
Oh, bless his heart.
And he's supposed to be done with the chemo and in remission, but the doctor's not sure if his problem now is sinus infection totally or if there's some cancer still. And then I was wondering, for one thing, if Dr. Nels could sense what the problem is, and then if he
well,
could
I know
help.
He's already tuned in to Jasper because he's already working on him. Are you getting any sense of what's going on with Jasper?
Well, yeah, it's a full body thing. The sense I'm getting is that his system is, you could say, the whole lymph system is clogged up, and the points I'm working on are one on the left side of the head and on the left side of the abdomen, which we haven't done those today on anybody, it's. Generally, that the head point would probably go along with this whole sinus thing. Then the abdomen one has a lot to do with how the whole elimination process and the lymph is moving. It's it There's a lot of blockage to that. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to say too much more than that. I don't make diagnoses or anything like that, but I can tell that there are definitely some systems that just aren't functioning very well. Yeah. Okay. We're getting a good balancing coming on these points. So we'll see what else we need to do.
Yeah. And at least we can support him with the good resets here on these points.
Yeah. That's right. And you know, it might perk him up some because what we're going to do is this will help get the lymph moving again, and the elimination, even through the bowels and kidneys, probably will improve somewhat. And all of that's important for an animal that's dealing with something like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Getting good, strong pulses here.
And Kathy had mentioned something about a white powder for viruses, Martha, that you might remember. She couldn't remember what it was called. That you add to the food.
Well, transfer factor is the immune support powder, you know, that I give my cats, that I get from Dr. Bill.
Okay, but she said she had some for her kitty, but she couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm not sure what she's talking about, because a white powder is not ringing a bell, because the transfer factor is not white. It's kind of a tan color.
Okay.
And she's on the phone right now, so I can't, like, wave at her and get her to turn on her mic and tell us what she was talking about.
Okay.
But we'll see.
All right. Well, I've finished up with Jasper. I finished up with a couple of balancing 2 points on the head, which may help with a little bit with that sinus thing. But well, anyway, we've done what we can for him
okay.
here.
Okay. Kathy's on the phone. Sue is saying that you mentioned to her some kind of white powder for virus thing. Can you turn on your mic so you can tell us what you're talking about? Kathy's getting her headset on and turning on her mic. She's finished that phone call. So,
okay, so I think it was Sadie and Squeaky. I can't remember
those
the name.
Those are
two
of your cats.
Right. The vet gave them, it's a white powder in a jar, a plastic jar.
Huh.
And it's, you sprinkle it on their food, and it treats viruses. It helps to shorten the length, if not get rid of viruses.
Yeah, and I don't.
You're
I
not
don't
familiar
know what that
with
is.
The name?
No, I'm not.
I'll get that name, and maybe you can put it up on your Facebook page.
Yeah, or we've got Sue's contact information
I
on
could
the
call
log, don't we?
Yeah. Right.
So you could get. Would you mind tracking that down for her?
You bet. I'll
okay,
take care
Sue,
of that today.
Kathy will track that down for you, Sue. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So you let us keep us posted, and we'll keep Jasper in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Sue.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take care of our advertisers for the only time this hour. Then we'll come back and do current events. And Kathy, if we get another, we might be able to do another call if somebody calls in. But I don't know if we'll have time. But we'll see where we are after we take care of advertisers and then do current events. But if we've got time to do one more, we will. If somebody calls back. So there you go. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, love and relationship coach Catherine Alice shows you how to find love anywhere, even in the most unlikely places.
In hour number two, Nicole Strickland shares her research about the haunted ship Queen Mary.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World already, but normally you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150, except for today and the next couple weeks of February. We've got some ladies basketball going on, and I just want to say you heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga during the break, and boy, they've got some great stuff going on, lots and lots of classes at East West Bookshop in Seattle and at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. It's right on the Bothell Everett Highway. And boy, the new yoga center is now complete on site there. And we're going to be starting to have events there, I think, in the next month or so. So that's really, really exciting. Check them out at www.anandawashington.org. Go to the events calendar and all the great stuff coming up. And because I'm sure there's something going on out there that you'll want to participate in. And, of course, we heard about Dr. Nels Rasmussen again and NelsHealingMinistry.com. And his phone number, if you need it, is 425-238-2668. And, of course, check out whispering-dragon.com. All righty. We're going to try to get one more call in before the end of the show, but I've got to get current events first. So let's do current events. Okay, speaking of entertainment, now I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, we do have on the line, it is Rosemary that Kathy was talking about. I'm doing current events, do you want to see if you can make a connection with her?
Actually,
or should we bring her up on the phone?
Kathy came in and said...
You got the connection?
I did a little basic tune-up already.
All right, excellent, excellent. So, Rosemary, hang on, we'll try to get to you. Let's see. Darcy Pariso's got some animal communication classes coming up. And she will be Sunday, March 2nd, 1 to 4 p.m., A Path of Avalon in Arlington. And the March 5th, she will be at the Interspace Intuitive Fair. That's the first Saturday every other month. And the Interspace is directly behind Tully's down on Airport Way South. Northwest Stream Center, some great things. Season of the Otters movie at Northwest Stream Center in Everett, Thursday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Includes a short presentation, only $3 admission, but you do need to call for a reservation. Same thing as for First Flight, a mother hummingbird story, film, and hummingbird presentation at Northwest Stream Center. That's going to be Friday, February 12th at 7. That's also only $3. You need to call for a reservation because space is limited, 425 425- 316-8592, or check them out on the website, www.streamkeeper.org. March 19th will be the Positive Futures Annual Benefit and Fundraiser for Positive Alliance, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Swedish Club in Seattle. And early bird tickets are only $65 through February 19th. Includes dinner, drinks, fun auction bidding, table seating, and an exciting evening. www.positivealliance.org. And okay, February 23rd, World Spay Day. And to honor that, Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project will be doing free spay and neuter surgeries for all cats on February 22nd and 23rd. First come, first serve. So book ASAP at www.feralcatproject.org. Mark your calendars for the 7th annual Sexless Soiree on Saturday, September 24th. And that's at the Don James Center at Husky Stadium. And that also benefits Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. Oh, let's see. We got, oh, and this is coming up, Humane Society next weekend. All the Love for Half the Price Adoptions. And that's at Seattle Humane. All cats and dogs 3 years and up are half price February 12th through 14th. So that covers current events. And let's just very briefly touch base with Rosemary. Rosemary in Seattle, you're live with Dr. Nels.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Rosemary. Well,
hi,
time
Dr.
is
Nels.
Short, so I've been checking while Martha was reading the
current events.
And so what I'm going to have you do is close only your right eye.
Okay.
Okay. And then what I'm going to have you do is, with your right eye closed, look down and to the right. And you're going to do that slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath. And you'll be thinking trust and the number 7.
And we may need to buzz out on you, Rosemary, but Dr. Nels will keep up this work with you until he's finished. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Closed right eye, look down to the right, controlled breathing, think trust and the number 7. I'm going to tell you guys next week. Remember, we're on from 9 to 10:30. Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants will join us, and we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day by celebrating our love for the elephants and honoring Bamboo and Chai, talking about elephants in general. So I hope you will join us for that.
Okay, so you can stop with what you were doing there. And what I want to do is
and if
you,
we run out of time, because we are almost
right
out of time, we'll put, Rosemary, we'll put you on hold,
okay,
when we're done, in case Dr. Nels needs to talk to you off the air or something.
Right, okay.
Okay, sounds good.
And
so are we out?
Yeah, not quite.
Okay, well, here's what I found with her is I did actually a physical tune-up a little bit ago when she first called, and then I did this emotional tune-up, and I don't get anything else.
Okay, great. So you're good to go, Rosemary.
Well,
thank you, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Mike, Kathy, and as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.